And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. And today we have a powerful, packed program. We're going to be looking at the Obama re-election victory. What happens now? What happens now? We have President Barack Obama for four more years. Will he turn America into a socialist country? Will he bring us Leninism, Stalinist, communism? Will he open up the concentration camps, those strange gulag internment camps that have been set up throughout America in secret? Will many of us be arrested as domestic terrorists and taken away without any constitutional rights, the Bill of Rights being stripped by Supreme Court justices appointed by Barack Obama in his second term? Will the welfare state ignite even greater, and will we pay for it? Will millions of illegal aliens now be allowed to come across the border? Will our Social Security and Medicare benefits be cut? Will a homosexual agenda be promoted? Will they take away our guns? Will the environmental movement go wild and take away our rights and our freedom? Will small businesses be published? What will happen in foreign affairs and wars in the Middle East? So much to look at. So many worries, so many concerns that we have. I don't talk today about these things. The tremendous shift of America toward socialism and communism. First, we're going to look very quickly at why Romney lost. Why did Mitt Romney lose? But we're not going to spend much time on that, because that's dwelling on the past. I want to look to the future. What is ahead for you, your family, and America now that Obama has won? And he didn't just win a squeaker. Oh, I know, it was fairly close. But it looks like he won at least 1.5 million votes surplus. He won all the so-called swing states. Out of 10 swing states, he won all but one, and it was close. You must say that somehow or other, there are a lot of people that like Obama. We're going to look at those people, how he won today. One thing we have to understand is that Mitt Romney was not as popular as maybe the Republican primaries made us believe. I think a lot of American people looked at him as a rich man. And look what he did at Bain Capital. He sure shafted in what even Governor Rick Perry of Texas called vulture capitalism. And he is that. A lot of people look at Barack Obama as a regular guy, just like you and me. He didn't come up from being rich, they say. He didn't have a silver spoon in his mouth when he was born, so to speak. And, you know, a lot of people just rejected that rich man, spoiled look that Romney seemed to have. Now, I'm not knocking the rich. I'm just saying a lot of people evidently thought that was true. And Obama catered to the unions, the working men, the blue collars. Remember Romney said, let General Motors and the other car companies go bankrupt? Big mistake. Big mistake. That would have meant hundreds of thousands of American jobs throughout the Midwest. In those states, from Illinois to Michigan to Wisconsin, remembered and voted for Obama. Those are some of the reasons, but there's others. Now, I know the Republicans tried to say that Obama has hurt the economy and we have 23 million out of work and the unemployment rate is nearly 8%, et cetera, et cetera. But that didn't come off as accurate. You know why? Everybody in America's got any sense knows that George W. Bush and the Republicans are the ones that ran America into the ground. The subprime mortgage crisis, the leveraging of the mortgage by the Wall Street banks and institutions, the big bankers and the Fed Reserve and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all the others got us into this fix. They're the ones that crashed the American economy. And many people are saying, well, Obama spent all this time trying to get America back on its foot after the George W. Bush debacle. They're still blaming it. Exit polls show that 50% of those questioned said that Obama's not responsible for the bad economy. George W. Bush is. And you know what? They're right. Housing has finally reached its bottom, it seems like. It's beginning to peak up a little bit, to come alive. Auto sales are better than they were. As poor as the American economy is, it's better than when Obama took office. Let's all face facts. Some say, well, he's had 4 years to fix it. Well, you know, Franklin Roosevelt came into office in 1932, and by the time the World War II came along in 1941, the economy was no better off after 9 years under the Democrats. And everybody said, well, who got us into this fix? Herbert Hoover and the Republicans. They blamed Hoover. They still do today. If Roosevelt had 9 years before World War II and couldn't get the economy on sound, sure footing again, why blame Obama, people ask? He's only been president now for, well, a little bit over 3.5 years. How could he do so much when everything was so bad at the beginning of the Great Recession when he took over? Now, I'm not justifying Obama. As you know, from my video, Rothschild's Choice, and from many other works that we've done here, we've exposed and unmasked Obama again and again and again. And I'm not happy with Obama. I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for Romney either. But let's give the man his due. He can't be blamed for the whole economy situation. And Americans know they're fair, many of them. Not all. But a great many are, and they said it's George W. Bush's economy. What a loser that guy was. Even all my Republican friends said, I blame George Bush. As much as they dislike Obama, well, I mean, when he took office, we were involved in about 3 or 4 wars in the Middle East from George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. He did get us out of Afghanistan. Did he? No. Well, no, he didn't. George Bush put us there. At least Obama says, I'm going to get you out. The war will be over. I'm going to take all the troops out by 2014. That's what he promised everybody. He got out almost all the troops in Iraq. And George Bush, the Republicans, got us into that. And Obama has held off the Jews all this time in refusing to do what Netanyahu wanted and to attack Iran. Believe me, if Romney had got into office, we would be attacking Iran very soon. Maybe Obama will keep us out of a war, we'll see. But the Jewish lobby has a lot of power, a lot of money. They own the media. And they may somehow blackmail Obama into doing their bidding in the Middle East. We may still have a major war in the Middle East. But I know we were going to have one with Romney. So maybe a lot of people, one of the reasons they voted for Obama was they have war exhaustion. They're tired. How many years has it been? Over a decade we've been fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya and the other places over there in the Middle East. A lot of people are tired of war. And remember this, those same people voted for Ron Paul. Now, Ron Paul only got about 7 or 10% of the Republican vote. But look how the Republicans treated him. They treated him shabby. They stole the delegates that he had earned. That's right. The Republicans and Romney shafted Ron Paul. They gave him no credit at all. They didn't even let Ron Paul give a speech at the convention. Think about that. After getting so many people to support Ron Paul in his quest for the Republican nomination, Romney and his jackals didn't even let Ron Paul speak at the convention. So I think a lot of Ron Paul people just stayed home. Now, since Obama won by about 1.5 million votes or so, seems to me that the Ron Paul people probably constitute at least 4 or 5 million Americans out of 300. And out of 140 million who voted, Ron Paul probably had at least 3 or 4 million votes he would have gotten if he had run for president. And many of them just stayed home. Many of my friends said, well, I'm voting libertarian for this New Mexico governor, Johnson. They didn't want to vote for either Romney or Obama. That meant that the Republicans got even less. If he could have just got all the Ron Paul people, Romney would have won the election. For all these reasons and more, we know that, well, Obama won. Now, I believe there's a bigger reason, though, that Obama has a coalition he's put together. Very cleverly, very interesting, a coalition. There are about 40% of Americans, and many of them are illegal aliens who vote and shouldn't vote, but after all, the Obama administration and Eric Holder, the attorney general, have sued the states and have made sure that the states can't even use IDs, most of them. If you require an ID for a person who votes, the Obama Justice Department goes after you as a state. That meant that most states did not require IDs or any identification for voters. And you know, it's like one of the Latino leaders I understand said, vote early and vote often. Yeah. I have no doubt that some people, Democrats, voted five or six times. They'd go to this precinct and vote, and then go to that precinct and vote, and go to that precinct and vote. No one was asking for any ID. Why not? We don't know how many millions of votes Obama got from cheats, vote cheats. And many of them were illegal aliens. I was talking with Jerry Barrett here, works the ministry with me. We were talking about the election just an hour or so ago, and Jerry said that a friend of his said, hey, Jerry, I know Osama bin Laden and Muammar Gaddafi are alive. And Jerry said, really? How do you know that? His friend said, because they voted in this election. Well, I suppose they did. Probably Mickey Mouse, Daffy Duck probably voted too. And if they did, they probably voted Democrat. So that 1.5 million difference in the popular vote totals probably came from illegal voting. But that's the way it goes. But look at the coalition that Obama put together that was legal. First, you have the unions. That gave him a nice little hunk of votes. But more than that, he had the Latino vote, the Mexican Americans, the other foreigners from South America and Central America. Why? Because he's given them so much. He let them come across the border, but though so did George W. Bush and George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton. The Republicans and Democrats are in a cooperative effort to allow illegal immigrants to flood across the border. We know that. 80% of Americans want the border laws enforced. But you know what? The Republicans in Congress don't want that. The White House doesn't want that. They want all these illegal aliens for different reasons. The Republicans want it because business likes to bring in all these people. They get cheap labor. They want illegal immigrants to flood to America. Cheap labor. The Democrats like it because guess what? They give all these welfare goodies and gifts to the illegal aliens and free medical care, free phone, food stamps, on and on and on. And in return, the illegals and the Mexicans who are here who are getting all these benefits from the welfare state vote Democrat. Well, why not? If you want a free phone and food stamps and a free housing and free medical care and all these things, why wouldn't you vote Democrat if they bring out the goody wagon and say, come and get it? So Obama has got the unions. He's got the Latinos. Then he's got the feminists. The feminists who hate God and hate men, many of them, are lesbians. They voted for him. Then there's all the New Agers. The New Agers who hate Jesus Christ enter into all these pagan religions. They all vote Democrat. Of course, there's the blacks. Did you notice one thing that none of the networks ever reported? As far as I know, let me know if I'm wrong about this. How many women, what percentage of women voted for Obama or Romney? What percentage of Latinos voted for him? Blah, blah, blah. What percent of the unions voted this way, that way? But they never tell you what percent of blacks voted for Obama. You know why? They don't want Americans to know that blacks vote as a block. Most blacks are prejudiced and hate white people. That's just true, and it's a sad thing. Now, I'm not excusing white people who hate blacks, by any means. But you know as well as I do that probably 96% of black people voted for Obama. I read the new analysis just came out. It says 39% of all whites voted for Obama. 39%. But 96% of the blacks voted for him. But that's what they won't tell you on TV. They'll say, oh, isn't it terrible? Only 39% of the white people voted for Obama. Oh, it's so horrible. There's so many that are prejudiced. What they don't tell you is that at least 96%, I'm sure of that. I know it's in the 90s somewhere, but I haven't seen the statistic because they don't want to report it to you. Because then white people say, hey, what's going on here? I've been told by the media that the black people were fair and impartial. Don't believe the media baloney. Black people will vote for black people. And I have found that most Latinos will vote for Latinos. White people, frankly, are more fair and impartial. They are. Say, Tex, you're just saying that because you're white. No, I'm saying it because it's true. And it's proven because we have a black president. And since most people are white, he has to get at least a certain percentage of whites, and he indeed got 39%, okay, of the white people. Now, he put together this coalition then of Latinos, of union people, of New Age occultists, of blacks, of feminists, and, by the way, homosexuals. Now, probably a recent report showed that at least 4% of Americans are homosexuals. That's 12 million Americans. Who do you think they voted for? You got it. Barack Hussein Obama. All this coalition constitutes about 40% of the American population. In any given election, the Democrat will win 40%. That's bedrock. All he has to get then is 10% more. 10% plus one. And he's got the vote. He's got the presidency. This may have been the last chance that a Republican could ever become president. Unless they change. And they're already talking about that. Republicans are going to have to become more like Democrats if they're ever going to win election. I think that's true. And that's very sad. Now, what has Obama got in mind for us? I think he's already got an agenda. I think it's all prepared. The White House has an agenda, and you and I are not going to like it. That's what I want to report on the rest of this show, this tremendous shift. And we're headed into it, folks. We're in real deep trouble. Bad, bad trouble. The Bible says there will be perilous times in the last days. These are perilous times. Get ready for it. Now, I hope I can get to all these things. I've got about 20 things that God has put on my heart to warn you about in this special report. First of all, the homosexual agenda will be promoted. Many people have presented a lot of evidence that Barack Obama is himself a bisexual or a homosexual. He's already thrown out the don't ask, don't tell, and put homosexuals, even transgenders, the mixed people, you know, the guys who have crew cuts but wear dresses. Yeah. They can now join the military. Our military has been degraded, humiliated by the homosexuals. And it's taught in our schools. And if you teach otherwise, if you teach heterosexuality, you'll be punished nowadays. So first of all, the homosexual agenda will really be pushed now. Second, guns. Obama has already announced, the Obama administration, that it will support the United Nations treaty. And I believe even on small arms, there's a treaty the United Nations has come up with. See, not only do they want to disarm the whole world from the military arms, the tanks, the nukes, and so forth, but the United Nations now says we have in mind to take away the small arms, the firearms, the handguns, the rifles, the pistols from you and me as citizens. And you may say, well, Tex, they can't do that. Thank God we've got our Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms. Listen very closely. We do. And the Supreme Court has ruled just in the last couple of years that the Second Amendment is still effective today. And it should be effective forever. But wait, there is another section of our Constitution. Now, folks, I taught constitutional law. I taught American government. I taught introduction to political science. I taught American state and local government at the university. I'm telling you the truth about the Constitution. There is a section that says that all treaties that have been approved by Congress, all treaties that are approved are the supreme law of the land. Now, most people say, well, they can't be more supreme than the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to our Constitution. Actually, some scholars, I think they're corrupt people, some scholars, some judges have already said that wording that says treaties are the supreme law of the land undoes the rest of the Constitution. If they're the supreme law, there's the supreme law. They're even supreme to the Constitution itself. Ah, there is a loophole then, isn't it? If that wicked interpretation is upheld by the Supreme Court and by the courts of this land, then whatever treaties are passed become more important and supreme to our own Bill of Rights. Thus, if this small arms treaty is passed, then the Second Amendment is effectively killed. If the Supreme Court rules, well, yes, you have the Second Amendment, but this treaty by the United Nations that the Congress has approved and the President has approved is supreme to the Bill of Rights, supreme to the Second Amendment. And they will start going house to house, picking up the guns. Now, I found it really interesting. Today, I turn on the television, I turn on the stock market, I want to see what's happening in the financial world. I recognize there's going to be a great hit taken. If Romney had won, the big investors, the big banks and all, would have blown the stock market up. I expected it to go through the roof. But because Obama won, the market went down 360 points in a matter of a couple of hours. Boy, it took a hit. But I immediately typed in the words to check the stock price for a company called Smith & Wesson. Guess what? Almost every stock on the stock exchange was going down into the cellar. But one was increasing. Smith & Wesson. They make firearms. Folks, if you want to make some money, buy stock Smith & Wesson stock. I'm not recommending any particular stock. I'm just telling the truth about it. They went up while everything else practically was going down. The biggest hit in months and months on the stock market. But firearms manufacturers' stock was going up. And people are so scared they're going to have their guns taken away, they're buying them in mass. And they're going to have to hide them, though. They're going to come after them. Now, I know we have a House of Representatives, and some people say, well, the House. But, folks, I'm just going to say that if Obama wants it, that treaty will be approved. And I'm going to have a whole program on that later, the plan to take away your guns. Now, there's another agenda item of Obama that we need to look for. And that's a slide in spiritual truth. Now, I don't think Obama has to push this. It's already on the agenda. I mean, foul language, dirty mouths, coming from the White House. I understand that Beyonce, you know, she visited the White House, she and her rap, Beyonce is the black woman singer that wears all the sexy garb. She and her boyfriend, Jay-Z, who's sort of doing all this occultic symbology with his hands and everything during his rap songs. They had a big benefit concert to promote the Obama campaign. And when all the votes came out last night and it was announced that Obama had won, guess what Beyonce said? Now think about the name Mitt Romney, Mitt. You know what she said? She said, Beyonce now, the female black star, said, quote, take that, you Mitches. Add the word mitt to bitch, and what do you get? Mitches. Take that, you Mitches. Yeah, really nice, Beyonce. Thank you. I'm going to run right out and buy your album over my dead body. Wanda would let me buy that album. In any case, think about it. Perverse churches are already here. Now, the IRS is going to start attacking true Bible-believing groups and churches. Who appoints the commissioner of the IRS? I think a man named Barack Hussein Obama. I think they're going to start going after some of these Bible-believing churches, especially the ones that promoted the Romney candidacy and said, you can't touch me, IRS. They will touch you. They got long arms. Watch and see. A slide in spiritual truth. We've already got these emerging churches, they call themselves. They don't even preach the Bible. Then we got Joel Osteen that doesn't even know what a Christian is. He just says God wants everybody to have a happy life. That's nice. Buddhists, Hindus, Mormons, Jews, doesn't matter. God wants you to have a happy life. Every day can be Friday, he says. Thank Buddha, it's Friday. Thank Krishna, it's Friday. Yeah, thank you, Joel Osteen, pastor of this gigantic church, responsible partly for the slide in spiritual truth. Now, next, what else is going to happen in the Obama presidency? Hey, folks, we've gone 300% in people on food stamps. Now, there's now 46 million Americans getting food stamps. Most of them don't really qualify, but they're getting them anyway. 46 million. I predict it'll hit 70 million. 70 million. It's going up, up, up. Did you know the welfare state is paying for people's phone? It's paying for their internet. It's paying for their housing. Paying for their medical care. I think they'll start passing out free iPads, iPhones. Now, the middle class, you and I can't get them. But if you're the welfare class, you can get them. Have you ever wondered, you go to the black areas of town, the Mexicano areas of town, and everybody's got a phone? Everybody's got a phone. Everybody's got an iPhone or some kind of a, you know, picture phone. How can they afford those? You see a typical black family and the sisters and the brothers and the mother, and everybody's got phones. Well, they get free phone service and free phones from the federal government. You don't qualify. Now, here's another thing, disability payments. Everybody's getting disability now. Well, I got bipolar. Yeah, okay, I'll hear it. Disability. Well, my back hurts. Okay, disability. The disability rolls are going to boom. They're already booming. Incredible. Incredible. Free medical care? Oh, yeah. Here's another thing that's going to happen. Almost no immigration enforcement. Oh, they'll say, oh yeah, we're putting more people on the border. We're gonna increase our border patrol. Shut up. You're a bunch of liars. You've always said you're gonna do that and you don't do it. And listen, this is a perfect setup. If Obama won in 2012, and the main reason is because of the Latino vote, guess what? The Democrats say this is the pathway to victory forever and ever. Bring in millions more. And whether they're illegal or legal, they'll vote for us because they're not even required to show their ID cards anymore to vote. They're setting it up for 2016, 2020, 2024, etc. America's going to be flooded with illegal immigrants. And the Republicans are in favor of it. You wait and see. There will be a illegal reform, as they call it, act passed. Millions more illegal immigrants. Okay, we're running out of time here for this half, but I got a lot more for you. Boy, if you're surprised about all this, wait till you hear the rest of it. We'll be right back after this message. We're talking about Obama won. What happens now? I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Tex Mars back with you again. You know, folks, I want to compliment some of you. I want to thank you because I believe God has your name down. You say, how? How does God know who I am? Well, because you gave to God's cause, God's work, through Power of Prophecy, we were able to help this year, significantly help, the Texas Children's Home. The Texas Children's Home. Now, by the way, its official name is Children at Heart Ministries. Their focus is Jesus Christ, but helping these young people, young boys, young girls. They've got a ranch. They've got these homes. And believe me. And by the way, if you were to come to Round Rock, Texas and visit, they would let you come in and visit. They don't have any problem. You can even call them up and talk to them if you want to at Children at Heart Ministries there in Round Rock at the Texas Children's Home. And every year we have an offering that we take up and we ask your help in it. And every cent you give goes to the children, to the children. Boy, you know, the Bible says it actually defines pure religion. You know, a lot of people in this world say, well, what is that? Pure religion? Well, in Christianity, we're told that pure religion is to help the widows and orphans. Isn't that amazing? To help the widows and the orphans. That's what you're doing. You're helping these children. My goodness. You're giving a big extra dose of love to those kids. And we make sure they get it. And I invite anybody to come in and audit our books on it. I tell you, we don't take out any money for administration or any other cost. We give it all direct to these children. Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to help us. I know God will bless you. All I can say is thank you. But I know God knows how to reward. He knows how to reward you. And I think he puts your name down and says, yeah, Sally or Joe or Bill or Wanda gave their love. Here's how to give to the Children's Fund. Just send your love gift of any amount. And nothing is too small. Nothing is too big. Well, I guess if you've got 20 or 30 million, they probably have to find a way to spend all that much. But I've never received 20 or 30 million here in the ministry. I don't think I have to worry about that. So, but whatever you can give, don't think it's small. Some people do. Oh, they'll call up and they'll order a tape or a book from us. They'll say, oh, okay, I'd like to donate $2 or $5 or $10. And then they'll think, oh, you know, I don't want to do that. That's so little. No, it's not. Because it's added together to everyone else's. And then we give, we take up an offering of our own employees. We go around with a hat, you might say, and ask our own employees to give. Instead of giving Christmas gifts to each other in the ministry, we take up an offering and then give the money to the Texas Children's Fund. Okay? We believe in it. We want you to believe in it. And we're glad to spend our hours, our time, our energy in helping out. Now, here's what you do. You simply send your love gift to Power of Prophecy or to Text Mars, but make sure you put a little sticky note or in the four element or write a little note and send it and say, Text, this is for the Children's Home. Now, many of you will give money to our ministry here, Power of Prophecy, and it's also for the, you know, like you'll give $50 and I get notes from you. You say, Text, of this 50, I want 30 to go to your ministry and 20 to the children. All you have to say is the children. You don't have to say the Children's Home or the Texas. Just say to the children. Now make your checks out now, or when you send it, identify how much of it you want to go to the children. You may send $100 to the ministry and say, I want $10 to go to the children. Or maybe you want 80 to go to the children and 20 to the ministry. Or maybe you want it all to go to the children. Or all to the ministry. Well, just make sure you let me know. Because every cent that you designate, you need to designate it, to the children will go to the children. Okay? And I promise you, it will go to them. It absolutely will. Okay. God holds me responsible for that, by the way. And I expect him to. And I expect to get a reward from God in heaven. Not here on earth, but in heaven. I do. I expect to get rewarded for this. I don't know what he's going to give me. If I get a shack with a thatched roof on it, that'd be enough for me. Just to be there in Jesus' presence. That's enough for me to bow before the throne. That's pretty darn good, let me tell you. I like that. I like the thought of that. Bowing, prostrate before the throne. Whew. What a mighty thing that would be. Can't wait. Okay. So send it to the children, designate it, tell us how much you want. And by the way, you can use your charge card, or you can go to powerofprophecy.com and donate. You can go to write us here, Power Prophecy, or text Mars, 1708 Patterson Road, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Put a little note in there, a stick it note or something. Piece of brown paper sack. Say, Tex, this is for the children, or this much is for the children. By the way, if you're going to order something for the ministry, there's a little place to donate to Power Prophecy. Put a little asterisk there and write the column. Say, so much of this, $10, $5, $2, $1, $100, $500 goes to the children, whatever you put down. Okay? And by the way, we're going to give you a report in a few more weeks on how much has been given for our employees fund, because you've been very generous in that. I just want to thank you so much. You know, all these ministries beg and beg and beg for money. You know we don't. We don't ever send you stuff. We do sell products because I want you to have the products. They're good things. Videos. Books. I don't offer just best-selling books. I know some of them are not going to be bestsellers, but they're needed books. They're books many of them you can't even get in bookstores. They're banned. You know, the bookstores say boycotted certain books, and we offer them to you. That's why we do that. DVDs also. A lot of bookstores don't even offer Tex Morris stuff. Boy, I am one hated guy. But Jesus loves me. My wife loves me. My mother loves me. Hey, maybe some of my employees even think a little bit of me. And maybe you love me too. I'd like to hear from you if you do. Get a lot of wonderful letters. You know, I get 99 good letters for every one that says you're a bad guy, Tex. I don't get many like that anymore. I guess they got tired of writing me. Because I'll tell you, I pay them back. If they write me a mean letter, I pay them back. Yeah, Jared's over laughing. I pay them back with prayers. I pray for them. They say, Tex, you're this, you know, they call me names. And I just raise up my hand and say, Jesus, bless this person and help them out. Give them spiritual knowledge and truth and love. I do. I pray for everybody that says they hate and despise me. If you want me to pray for you, tell me you hate me. No, please don't do that. Tell me you love me. I like it. You know, I like to hear from my friends out there. But watch out. If you say you hate me, I will pray for you that God will change your mind and you will love me. You never know. I have a lot of people who love me who say they used to hate me. It happens. That's what God does. He turns the drunkards and the murderers and the adulterers and sinners like old Tex Morris used to be. He just turns them right around. Okay, enough of that. Please give to the children. Now, our phone number, if you want to call and give a donation using your charge card, is toll-free 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Okay, let's turn to our program. Today's program is Obama wins re-election. What happens now? Okay, we were talking about immigration enforcement. There's not going to be much. Let's talk about Obamacare. Now we've got it. Now we're going to get it. Oh, yeah. You're going to be paying 35 million illegal aliens in America. They're all going to get free medical care. And guess what? Obama's taken $800 billion from Medicare. Now, you paid into that, a lot of you. You're getting Medicare, but it's not free. It's not welfare. You paid into the Medicare fund. I believe that Obama is going to start charging people for using Medicare, and they're going to start restricting it and taking money out of the Medicare fund. Why? They want to drive Medicare recipients into the Obamacare system. Get it? And then even though you paid all this money into Medicare, you're not going to get any better medical service than an illegal alien gets, because they're all going to get free medical care. In fact, a lot of people, what Medicare only pays, what? I don't know how much it is, you know, certain percentage. And you still have to pay certain copays and all those things. But guess what? A lot of people are going to get Obamacare 100% free, that never paid a dime in Medicare. And I think they're going to keep cutting back on Medicare and forcing doctors and patients into the Obamacare system, so it would become one giant behemoth of socialized medicine. Now, another thing that I think is going to be cut is Social Security. The Republicans want to cut it. I think the welfare state will be enhanced, and money will be given to welfare. But you see, Social Security is not welfare either. You paid into the Social Security fund. You deserve it. It's owed to you. It's an entitlement. But guess what? Congressman, the House Speaker Boehner said today, the day after the election, I heard him on TV himself. He said, we'll compromise with Obama and allow tax increases. That's right. They're already backtracking. The Republicans say we will allow tax increases from the Obama administration in exchange for cutbacks in entitlements. That means cutbacks in Social Security and Medicare. The Republicans want to cut your Social Security. The Republican House of Representatives. Now, the Senate that was won by the Democrats and the White House want to give more money to the welfare people who hadn't paid anything in. You and I get stuck again. Yeah, I'm on Social Security. I admit it. I paid into it since I was about 13 years old. I worked. I worked setting up pens at a bowling alley. I worked delivering newspapers and stuff like that. I used to load trucks during the summer. I worked out there in that hot sun loading those trucks. I used to actually work in a boat, big area, offloading and loading ships with cargo. They didn't have all of the equipment back then. I did it because I needed the money. I didn't have the money to buy clothes like other kids did. My parents didn't have the money, so I had to buy my own clothes going to school. Every night I'd go to work at that bowling alley and I'd set up those pins. They didn't have automatic pin setters then. You'd pick them all up, put them up there. Sometimes the pin would be hit by a ball and come up and slap me beside the head. We didn't have any lawsuits back then about medical things that happened to you. I know guys were knocked out back there setting up those pins. They'd lose their job. They got knocked out by a bowling pin that hit them in the head. I never complained, though. I was happy. You know, after working at the bowling alley or offloading a ship or something, my summer months as a teenager, I could be able to go and buy a new pair of blue jeans, a pair of shoes, a couple of shirts. That's how I bought, you know, for my senior prom, I bought a sport coat, first one I ever owned, out of my own money. I never complained, though. I was happy about it. I was lucky. I said, wow, I'm blessed. Today, though, people think they're entitled to those things. They're not unless they paid for them. I'm not entitled to a free phone or to welfare or disability unless I pay into it. But they want to take this away from us, folks, the Democrats and the Republicans. Now, the Democrats will not cut Social Security as fast as the Republicans, but they will if the money goes to the welfare state, because in the welfare state, people, recipients, will vote for them. Oh, yeah. There you go. Now, another thing that's going to go up rather than down, however, is taxes. I believe that Obama and the Republicans will go along with it, will say, we've got to cut this deficit, so we've got to have a, get this, national sales tax. You're going to start hearing this on Fox TV everywhere. We need a consumption tax, they call it. That means a sales tax and a wholesale tax. Sales tax. Not only income tax, but sales tax. You'll pay 6%, 7%, 8%. They'll probably first start off saying it's only going to be 1%. We don't need that much. But after they get it, it'll be 2, 3, 4. It'll keep going up. That's the way politicians do it. They'll also start limiting your deductions on your 1040, your tax form, mortgage deductions. They will increase tax on dividends, capital gains. Now, Wall Streeters will make a deal. Just as they did with Soviet Russia and Red China, Wall Street banks and such will make a deal with the Obama administration. Give us more money through the Fed Reserve, and we won't complain about these things. Now, here's another thing that's going to happen. Oil and gas development. America has more oil than any nation on earth. We're sitting on a continent of oil and gas. Forget it, though. The environmentalists are going to go wild restricting coal, oil. If you got a job that depends on the oil industry, watch out. You'll probably lose your job. You may. Coal industry, yeah. Not only that, you see, but Russia and China make a lot of money by selling oil and gas themselves. And Obama's going to go to Russia and China because he's a communist, and they're communist. Well, Russia's not quite as much communist as they used to be. China still is. In fact, they just overthrew their government. They got more hardliners there now in China than they had a few months ago. And I warned you about that, didn't I? I said it's going to happen. There's going to be a coup d'etat under the cover in China. And it happened. Now, Russia and China will be favored by Obama. Russia and China. Folks, get my video, Die America, Die. And you will see China will be leader of the new world order. America will be beat down and made into a third world country. Our money, the oil and gas, billions, trillions, will go to Russia and China and to Israel. Because Israel will still be the power in the Middle East, thanks to American aid money and military arms. The environmentalists, here's another thing, watch out for them. They're going to have so many new environmental directives passed, and they'll claim that global warming is real. Global warming is real. We've got to save Mother Earth. And there'll be a carbon tax. That's one of the first things that Obama's going to ask for, a carbon tax. What is a carbon tax? Every kind of a motor, automobiles, lawnmowers, weed whackers, every kind of trucks, industrial engines that use oil, gas, coal, they'll all be socked with a carbon tax. And a little bit of the money will go to the United Nations. The rest of it will go in the coffers of the environmental wackos. Small businesses will be hurt by all this. So many business regulations. Obama, after all, did he not say, you didn't build that company, entrepreneur, you didn't build that, as if the government did it, right? Small businesses will be hounded to death by OSHA and all the other regulatory agencies. Now, one of the things that's interesting is divisiveness in America will increase. The race card will be used over and over. Did you know that Jesse Jackson Jr., the son of Jesse Jackson, the hoaxer and the black hater, Jesse Jackson Jr. is a congressman. He ran for re-election. He didn't campaign. He was in the Mayo Clinic hospital. He couldn't campaign. Why? Because he's been on cocaine and heroin and all these drugs. He's drying out. The guy went, they said he went crazy. He lost his mind. He had to be locked up in the hospital there. While he's in there on rehab, the black people of his district in Chicago reelected the guy. This is the kind of politicians we have. A crazy drug fiend named Jesse Jackson Jr. They play the race card. Obama will really play it now. And I want to tell you a little bit about the one thing that will improve in America. If you have real estate, expect the price to go up. If you own a home, if you own an apartment building, if you own a store, any kind of a vacant lot, it's going to go up in value. Why? Because Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae and all the other boys will be funded. Billions and billions of dollars. You know what happened the first time in 2007, 2008? We had the Great Recession. That was caused because they leveraged up the mortgages. Everybody and his brother was getting a mortgage. See, a lot of us didn't even know this was going on. We found out belatedly that Mexican illegal aliens could just make out a fake application, claim they were having this income and they didn't have it, and they were all being rubber stamped by the banks. The banks were told, don't worry, we'll underwrite all the mortgages. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the government, quasi-government organizations that are still getting billions. They got hundreds of billions from the federal government and are still getting it. They underwrite. So when the mortgage goes bad, because these people don't pay anything, you know what they've even told each other? They're being told by their mortgage agents, we'll get you a mortgage. It'll be all a lie what we put on an application, but nobody checks them anymore. And it'll all be approved by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. You'll get that $350,000 house. And guess what? You don't have to make any payments. Now, after a while, they'll be bailing you and saying, oh, you're in delinquency. You have to pay or we could repossess your house. But they won't. The government will tell them, quit harassing the black people. Quit harassing the minorities. Quit harassing the aliens. Stop that. Leave them alone. And they will leave them alone. They won't pay anything on their mortgages. They'll live there for 3 or 4 years, and finally, they'll get a notice, your house is being repossessed. But then the Obama administration will say, you big, bad Wall Street banks, how terrible of you. You must not repossess that house. Those people need that house. They're poor. They'll be allowed to stay. Folks, there are people out there, mostly white, non-minorities, but a lot of minorities as well, who have been faithfully paying their mortgage on their home for all these years, some 20, 30, 40 years. They live in a house maybe worth $100,000, $150,000, $80,000, $200,000. But somebody will come from Ecuador, El Salvador, or Pakistan and be given a mortgage and be given a $500,000 house and never make a payment on it. That's going to happen. It happened before 2007, and that's what caused the debacle. Now, the banks were all given money by the government through the TARP program and through the Fed Reserve program. They didn't lose anything. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and all the other banks have more money today and more profits than they had back before the recession. Now, they have foreclosed on millions of homes, but now they're going to crank up that program again. The welfare state will give out millions of homes. Now, I told you that Smith & Wesson, the gun manufacturer, its stock went up today, even as the stock market tanked, went down 360 points within hours. The gun manufacturers' stocks were all going up. There was one other kind of stock going up, housing stocks. D.R. Horton & Sons, Toll Brothers, Lennar, KB Homes, Ryland Homes, all other stocks were going up. How can that be? Well, because they're going to, all the home builders are going to start building homes again. That's why they need all these Mexican illegals to come in to work for them, because they don't want to have to pay American citizens a decent wage. So we're going to have tens of millions of illegals come across the border to get all these new jobs that are being created in housing. Now, there'll be a few others, Lowe's, Home Depot, but they're all going to prosper. Yeah, anything in home buildings is going to prosper. Carpet companies, flooring companies, roofing, windows. It might take 6 months to get all this going. And by the way, it'll boost our economy. There'll be a fake economy, just as there was up to 2007. And the stock market will start going up again. And everybody will say, look, Obama's a messiah. Everything's going up again. It will be built up. The big balloon will be built up. It'll be another housing boom, land boom. Incredible. He's a genius. He might, my goodness, he might even be the Antichrist. Such a powerful, popular man. Even all the banks will say, this is great. Or are we not prospering? We're selling homes, getting mortgage money from the federal government. Now, right now, the government's already taken over the student loan program. And students are going out there, and they're spending 6, 7, 8 years to get a 4-year degree now. Why should they go to work? Why, they can just go to college. And you know what? They might not even show up for class, but they'll still get paid by the government loan program. And many of them will never pay it back. They don't intend to. Now, here's another thing that's going to happen, folks. I don't know if you're aware of this, but let me tell you something else that's happening. Many thousands of black people across America are getting refunds from the federal government, and they never even work. They don't work. They're on welfare. They're filing a 1040. They're being told by their black leaders in their communities, the Jesse Jackson types, the Al Sharpton types, to file a 1040. And you don't have any income, but there's a little place on there as to whether you should pay or get a refund, right? They're writing in, yes, refund, slave reparations, $25,000. They have been put out the message in all the black communities that they are entitled to a $25,000 reparations payment from the federal government, slave reparations. And I have done some research on this, and I found that there are as many as 250,000 African Americans who have gotten $25,000 refunds from the government, from the IRS. The IRS has evidently been told by the White House, by Obama. Remember, he appoints the IRS commissioner. Pay the money out to them. Do not audit them. Just pay it and keep quiet. The media are all keeping quiet about this. If you're a black person, listen, I don't want you to do this. This is crooked. This is corrupt. It's against the law. But I've been told that up to 250,000 black people submitted 1040s in the last annual year, financial year, and asked for a $25,000 refund because their ancestors were slaves. The amazing thing is, I understand that several thousand of those people are recent immigrants to the United States from Africa. Their ancestors never came to America. They just came over themselves from Kenya or Nigeria or Uganda or somewhere. And they're claiming that they deserve it too. Now you wait and see. There will be millions of black people who are dishonest, unfortunately. An honest black man wouldn't do this. There are people listening to this program that are black, that are shaking their heads. They're saying, Tex, don't point your finger at all black people. I'm not. And there are many millions of white people that cheat on their taxes too. Don't get me wrong. And, you know, they're brown people. There are all kinds of colors of people who are cheaters. But the blacks think they're entitled to this. Many of them have never lived in, I mean, I remember a guy when I was in the Air Force ROTC program, we gave scholarships to every black student that came along. One black student came in and says, my father is an Army general. His father was an Army general. He's never lived in poverty. Can I get a free scholarship? Yes, you can, because you're black. White boy comes in. He needs the help terribly. Can I get a scholarship? No, because you're white. You can't get one. That's just the kind of society we've got. Okay. The race card will be used. Minorities will be favored. Affirmative action. They'll get all the jobs in the federal government. And women will too, believe me. Feminists are going to go wild, claiming there's a glass ceiling and they got to break it. Feminists. Now the Supreme Court is a danger. Obama appointed Angela Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. Sotomayor is a Latino Jew. Elena Kagan is a Jew. And they're both super liberal socialists, really communist. And Obama might have as many as two more choices. In 4 years, he'll probably have two more choices for Supreme Court. Believe me, they will be for abortion. Roe versus Wade will never be overturned now. Not in our lifetime. Obama is a partial birth supporter himself. The partial birth, that's abortion where they kill the baby. They pull the live baby out of the room, the womb, except for its head, and then they squeeze its head to death while it's in the womb, while it's coming out of the vaginal canal. Ugh, horrible murder. And he favored it. He voted for that in the Illinois legislature as a state legislator in Illinois. The Supreme Court will end our Bill of Rights and will promote abortion and homosexuality and every other perversion. And the American culture, any elements of goodness, any vestiges will be destroyed. And believe me, there will be a big brother state. Obama right now has the power to send drones to blow up the automobile of anybody or to kill anybody that he puts on his kill list. He's got a kill list of enemies of the state. And believe me, you may just make the list as a domestic terrorist, even though you're a proud American. Now, I think I want to say one thing, and I'm going to end this program this way. I think Obama's in trouble himself. He did not get the support of the Jews, of the Jewish lobby, of Israel. In fact, the Israeli newspaper, Yedioth Aharonot, reported today, the day after the election in America, that his victory was, quote, an ugly victory. Netanyahu hates him. Why? Because he won't go in and attack Iran and fight, bleed American blood and all our money for Iran to be conquered. And Israel hates Obama now. They've turned against him. They were for Obama. As bad as Obama is, I want you to pray for the man. Maybe God will change his heart. God can do amazing things, miracles. Most of all, pray for his health. I'd hate for him to be assassinated. You know, they'd blame it on us. They'd blame it on patriotic Christians. They would. They'd call us domestic terrorists. It would be a false flag incident. And Obama could well be assassinated by the Jewish Mossad, the Israeli Mossad. It may happen. We need to pray for his protection. Don't do anything to harm any politician, anybody in office. They'll turn on all of us. They'll blame all of us. Just as Nero blamed the Christians for the burning of Rome, they'll blame us. I say, wish him well. Wish him health. And wish, not just wish, pray. That's, wishing is nothing. Pray. That's power. Pray that his health will be okay. Pray that his heart will be turned to do good. That's what I want you to pray. That he will not be assassinated. That the Jews will not be able to do their dirty work. Instead, Obama will turn out to be a Christian president. You say that's impossible. No, it's not. With your prayers, it could happen. I pray that it will. I pray for the safety of the president of the United States. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to my special report today about Obama winning and what will happen now. It's been great being with you. Please pass the word around about this audio tape or this CD, this radio program. Get others to listen to it. The times are perilous, and now we must watch, and pray. I'm Tex Mars. Please tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.